The Luminous 100, Luminous Strength Activation by Aminul Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Activating Luminous Strength, Evolutionary Play as Developmental Fuel. Voice, Aminul. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Strength Activation, Activating Strengths as Developmental Fuel.
Contents.
1. The Nature of Luminous Strength. 2. Complexity Science and Emergent Systems. 3. Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence. 4. Clearing Apertures, Mechanisms of Activation. 5. Practical Techniques for Luminous Strength Activation. 6. Healing and Development Through Play. 7. Mastery, Integrating Luminous Strength into Complex Systems. The Nature of Luminous Strength, Tuning Fork, Light Dances on Water, Evolution's Playful Hand Guides, Strength Emerges Bright, Original Haiku. The universe is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. Modified from J.B.S. Haldane, with gratitude to the complexity of being. Citation needed. Verify and attribute this properly. Parable. Once, in a dense forest, there was a young sapling that struggled to grow tall like the ancient oaks around it. It bent with every storm, its roots tangled in the earth. One day, a playful wind danced through the trees, tossing leaves and whispering secrets. The sapling, instead of resisting, swayed with the wind, its branches reaching out to catch the gusts as if in. Okay, I need to write a chapter titled The Nature of Luminous Strength for a book called Activating Luminous Strength, Evolutionary Play as Developmental Fuel. The chapter should be a standalone holon but also fit within the larger narrative of the book. First, I need to understand what luminous strength means in this context. From the description, it seems to be about evolutionary play, which is the third factor in emergent systems and the real mechanism behind the law of attraction. It's about healing as a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. The chapter should start with a tuning fork, one original life-uplifting haiku, and one attributed profound quote. So, I need to come up with a haiku that captures the essence of luminous strength, something uplifting yet profound. Then, find or create a profound quote related to this theme. Next is the parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should be simple but carry deep meaning, perhaps illustrating what luminous strength looks like in action. Then, structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something about clearing apertures or aligning with complexity science principles. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of luminous strength in the format, term, meaning. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one to end. These should be reflective questions that guide the reader deeper into understanding luminous strength. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play. This is where I dive deep into explaining what luminous strength is, its nature, how it works, why it matters, and how to access it. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter in very short, memorable phrases. 3 exercises, 1 accessible beginner, 1 deepening intermediate, and 1 advanced. These should help readers practice activating luminous strength in their lives. Finally, citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for claims that need sourcing later. Let me start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light dances on water. Evolution's playful hand guides. Strength emerges bright. This haiku captures the essence of luminous strength as something emerging from play and evolution, with lightness and brightness symbolizing it.
Profound quote.
I recall that Rumi has many profound quotes about play and divine love. Maybe something like, play is the way the universe practices itself. Adapted from Rumi, though I'm not sure if this exact wording exists, but it captures the spirit. But since we need to avoid fabricating citations, perhaps a better choice would be a quote from someone like Jane Goodall or a known figure in complexity science. Alternatively, maybe a line from the Bhagavad Gita or another sacred text that aligns with this theme. Wait, the description mentions, do not preach it. Let it be the water everything swims in. So perhaps a more subtle quote would work better. Maybe something from Heraclitus or Nietzsche, but those are heavy. Alternatively, a line from a modern thinker like Stuart Kaufman, Complexity Science. I think I'll go with, reality is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose.
JBS halt Anna.
But that doesn't quite fit. Maybe something about play or evolution. Ah, here's one from Alan Watts. To play a man is not the same as to be a man. Alan Watts, but I'm not sure if this exact quote exists. I think I'll need to find a more fitting one later and mark citation needed. Quote, for now, I'll proceed with a placeholder and note that I need to source it properly. Tuning fork. Light dances on water. Evolution's playful hand guides. Strength emerges bright. Original haiku. The universe is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. Modified from JBS Haldane, with gratitude to the complexity of being. Citation needed. Verify and attribute this properly. 2. Parable. I need a story that illustrates luminous strength without asserting it directly. Maybe something about nature or human experience where strength emerges playfully. Parable. Once, in a dense forest, there was a young sapling that struggled to grow tall like the ancient oaks around it. It bent with every storm, its roots tangled in the earth. One day, a playful wind danced through the trees, tossing leaves and whispering secrets. The sapling, instead of resisting, swayed with the wind, its branches reaching out to catch the gusts as if in a game. As seasons passed, the sapling grew not taller but stronger, its roots deepening, its trunk twisting into intricate patterns that gave it resilience. It no longer feared the storms but moved with them, playing in the dance of the forest. One morning, travelers stopped in awe at the sight of the tree, now a sturdy and luminous presence among its peers. They did not know that its strength had come not from struggle, but from play.
Trois structures et techniques.
This section should offer simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something about observing patterns, embracing change, or playful engagement with the world.
Structure et technique.
Luminous strength is activated through three universal practices that scale with depth and time. 1. The breath of play, accessible. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths, imagining your breath as a wave, rising, falling, playing with the edges of your being. Notice how effortlessly you inhale and exhale. This is your body's play with life. 2. Pattern weaving, deepening. Observe patterns in your daily life. A river's flow, the rhythm of footsteps, the way thoughts rise and fall. Engage lightly with these patterns as if they were threads, weaving them into something new without forcing it. This practice strengthens your capacity to move with complexity. 3. Aperture clearing, advanced. Identify a cleared aperture in your life, a moment or space where you feel aligned with reality's flow, e.g., creativity, connection, or insight. Return to this aperture regularly, not as a fixed goal, but as a playful invitation to let light through. These practices are like muscles. The more you engage with them, the stronger they become, without needing to force growth. 4. Luminous definition. This is a gold box definition. It should be clear and concise. Luminous definition. Luminous strength, the emergent property of reality that arises when evolutionary play, divine Lila, aligns with self-organizing systems, allowing healing and development to flow through cleared apertures without the need for forced action. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start, 1 searing in the middle, and 1 to end. 1. Start. Where in your life do you already sense a playful engagement with reality, even if it feels small or fleeting? 2. Middle, searing. What fears or rigid expectations are you holding that might be blocking the natural play of luminous strength in your life? Be honest. 3. End. If you were to trust this process a little more each day, what would you begin to see differently about your own power and resilience? 6. The body. Teaching centered on Lila. This is the heart of the chapter. I need to explain luminous strength as divine play, Lila, the third factor in emergent systems, and how it relates to healing and development. The body. Luminous strength is not something you do. It is something that emerges when you stop trying so hard and let reality do its work. It is the invisible fuel of developmental play, the spark behind self-organization, the laughter in dissipative structures. At first glance, this may sound abstract or even mystical, but it is grounded in complexity science. Autopoiesis, self-creating systems, attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally, and dissipative structures. Order arising from chaos. These are not just mathematical models. They describe how life works at every scale, from the formation of galaxies to the growth of a single cell. Yet luminous strength is more than science. It is Lila, the divine play described in ancient traditions as the dance of the gods. In this play, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size because both arise from the same source, the self-organizing creativity of reality itself. Healing is not an act of the will. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you have let go enough to allow complexity to flow. When you align with this process, strength is not something you grasp, but something that emerges like light through a crack in the wall. This does not mean passivity. On the contrary, luminous strength requires presence, a kind of rigorous play where you engage fully, without attachment to outcomes. It is the discipline of not forcing, the architecture of letting go. To understand this, imagine a river. A river does not struggle to flow. It follows the terrain, bending with obstacles, eroding stone with patience, and always moving toward the sea. Its strength is in its fluidity, its play with gravity and time. Similarly, luminous strength arises when you move with reality's currents rather than against them. But how do you begin? By clearing apertures, small, intentional openings where you let go of control and trust the process. These could be moments of stillness, acts of creativity, or even playful engagement with challenges, e.g., treating a difficult problem like a game to solve for fun. Over time, these apertures expand, and luminous strength becomes your default state. This is not about becoming enlightened in the traditional sense. It is about waking up to the fact that you are already part of this play, always have been, always will be. The work is not to become something new, but to recognize what you already are, a luminous expression of evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences. These should be aphorisms, short, punchy, and memorable. 1. Luminous strength is the art of moving without forcing. 2. Play is how reality practices itself through you. 3. Cleared apertures let light and healing in. 4. Strength emerges when you stop trying to be strong. 5. The universe is not stranger than we suppose. It is stranger than we can suppose. 6. Healing is a property of the system, not an act of the self. 7. Lila is where the cosmic and the ridiculous dance is won. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 1. Accessible, the playful pause. When daily, especially during transitions, e.g., before meetings, after waking. How? Pause and ask, what is the playful way to engage with this moment? Breathe for 3 cycles, imagining your breath as a wave playing on the shore of your mind. No need to do anything, just observe. Why? This trains you to see opportunities for play in everyday life. 2. Deepening. Pattern play. When weekly, during reflection or creative work. How? Choose a simple pattern, e.g., the way you walk, the rhythm of your breath, or even a problem you're solving. Engage with it as if it were a game. See how many variations you can find without forcing meaning. Journal 1 observation per week. Why? This strengthens your capacity to move with complexity rather than against it. 3. Advanced, aperture clearing ritual. When monthly or when facing significant challenges. How? Identify a cleared aperture in your life, a moment, space, or activity where you feel most aligned, e.g., writing, meditation, or physical play. Create a ritual around it, e.g., lighting a candle, setting a specific intention, or using a symbol like a stone. Return to this aperture regularly, not as a goal, but as an invitation. Why? This deepens your ability to let luminous strength flow through you consistently. 9. Citations. I'll need to source the following claims or quotes. 1. The haiku is original, so no citation needed. 2. The quote from J.B.S. Haldane needs verification and proper attribution. Citation needed. Verify and attribute the Haldane quote or replace with a more accurate one. 3. References to complexity science, autopoiesis, attractors, dissipative structures, should be sourced properly, likely from works by Stuart Kaufman, Umberto Maturana, or other complexity theorists. 4. The concept of Lila comes from Hindu/Bhagavata Purana traditions. Need to ensure it's attributed correctly if quoted directly elsewhere in the chapter. 5. The river metaphor may need sourcing if it's a known analogy in complexity science or developmental theory. For now, I'll mark placeholders for citations and note where they're needed. Citations. Citation needed. Verify and attribute the Haldane quote or replace with an accurate one. Autopoiesis, attractors, and dissipative structures are key concepts in complexity science. Primary sources include
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis, the organization of the living. Stuart Taberstrong. Kaufman, S. 2008. Reinventing the Sacred, a biology of transcendence and the future of humanity. The concept of Lila as divine play is central to the Bhagavata Purana and other Hindu texts. Citation needed. Specific text or translation if referenced directly. The river metaphor may draw from systems thinking literature such as Capra, F. 1996. The Web of Life, a new scientific understanding of living systems. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter. The Nature of Luminous Strength, Tuning Fork, Light Dances on Water, Evolution's Playful Hand Guides, Strength Emerges Bright, Original Haiku. The universe is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. Modified from J.B.S. Haldane, with gratitude to the complexity of being. Citation needed. Verify and attribute this properly. Parable. Once, in a dense forest, there was a young sapling that struggled to grow tall like the ancient oaks around it. It bent with every storm, its roots tangled in the earth. One day, a playful wind danced through the trees, tossing leaves and whispering secrets. The sapling, instead of resisting, swayed with the wind, its branches reaching out to catch the gusts as if in a game. As seasons passed, the sapling grew not taller but stronger, its roots deepening, its trunk twisting into intricate patterns that gave it resilience. It no longer feared the storms but moved with them, playing in the dance of the forest. One morning, travelers stopped in awe at the sight of the tree, now a sturdy and luminous presence among its peers. They did not know that its strength had come not from struggle, but from play.
Structure et technique.
Luminous strength is activated through three universal practices that scale with depth and time. 1. The breath of play, accessible. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths, imagining your breath as a wave, rising, falling, playing with the edges of your being. Notice how effortlessly you inhale and exhale. This is your body's play with life. 2. Pattern weaving, deepening. Observe patterns in your daily life. A river's flow, the rhythm of footsteps, the way thoughts rise and fall. Engage lightly with these patterns as if they were threads, weaving them into something new without forcing it. This practice strengthens your capacity to move with complexity. 3. Aperture clearing, advanced. Identify a cleared aperture in your life, a moment or space where you feel aligned with reality's flow, e.g., creativity, connection, or insight. Return to this aperture regularly, not as a fixed goal, but as a playful invitation to let light through. These practices are like muscles. The more you engage with them, the stronger they become, without needing to force growth. Luminous definition. Luminous strength, the emergent property of reality that arises when evolutionary play, divine Lila, aligns with self-organizing systems, allowing healing and development to flow through cleared apertures without the need for forced action. Three appreciative questions. One, start. Where in your life do you already sense a playful engagement with reality, even if it feels small or fleeting? Two, middle, searing. What fears or rigid expectations are you holding that might be blocking the natural play of luminous strength in your life? Be honest. Three, end. If you were to trust this process a little more each day, what would you begin to see differently about your own power and resilience? The body. Luminous strength is not something you do. It is something that emerges when you stop trying so hard and let reality do its work. It is the invisible fuel of developmental play, the spark behind self-organization, the laughter in dissipative structures. At first glance, this may sound abstract or even mystical, but it is grounded in complexity science, autopoiesis, self-creating systems, attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally, and dissipative structures, order arising from chaos. These are not just mathematical models. They describe how life works at every scale, from the formation of galaxies to the growth of a single cell. Yet luminous strength is more than science. It is Lila, the divine play described in ancient traditions as the dance of the gods. In this play, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size because both arise from the same source, the self-organizing creativity of reality itself. Healing is not an act of the will. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you have let go enough to allow complexity to flow. When you align with this process, strength is not something you grasp, but something that emerges like light through a crack in the wall. This does not mean passivity. On the contrary, luminous strength requires presence, a kind of rigorous play where you engage fully without attachment to outcomes. It is the discipline of not forcing, the architecture of letting go. To understand this, imagine a river. A river does not struggle to flow. It follows the terrain, bending with obstacles, eroding stone with patience, and always moving toward the sea. Its strength is in its fluidity, its play with gravity and time. Similarly, luminous strength arises when you move with reality's currents rather than against them. But how do you begin? By clearing apertures, small, intentional openings where you let go of control and trust the process. These could be moments of stillness, acts of creativity, or even playful engagement with challenges, e.g., treating a difficult problem like a game to solve for fun. Over time, these apertures expand, and luminous strength becomes your default state. This is not about becoming enlightened in the traditional sense. It is about waking up to the fact that you are already part of this play, always have been, always will be. The work is not to become something new, but to recognize what you already are, a luminous expression of evolutionary intelligence. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Luminous strength is the art of moving without forcing. 2. Play is how reality practices itself, through you. 3. Cleared apertures let light and healing in. 4. Strength emerges when you stop trying to be strong. 5. The universe is not stranger than we suppose. It is stranger than we can suppose. 6. Healing is a property of the system, not an act of the self. 7. Lila is where the cosmic and the ridiculous dance as one. 3. Exercises. 1. Accessible, the playful pause. When daily, especially during transitions, e.g., before meetings, after waking. How? Pause and ask, what is the playful way to engage with this moment? Breathe for 3 cycles, imagining your breath as a wave playing on the shore of your mind. No need to do anything, just observe. Why? This trains you to see opportunities for play in everyday life. 2. Deepening. Pattern play. When weekly, during reflection or creative work. How? Choose a simple pattern, e.g., the way you walk, the rhythm of your breath, or even a problem you're solving. Engage with it as if it were a game. See how many variations you can find without forcing meaning. Journal one observation per week. Why? This strengthens your capacity to move with complexity rather than against it. 3. Advanced aperture clearing ritual. When monthly or when facing significant challenges. How? Identify a cleared aperture in your life, a moment, space, or activity where you feel most aligned, e.g., writing, meditation, or physical play. Create a ritual around it, e.g., lighting a candle, setting a specific intention, or using a symbol like a stone. Return to this aperture regularly, not as a goal, but as an invitation. Why? This deepens your ability to let luminous strength flow through you consistently. Citations. Citation needed. Verify and attribute the Haldane quote or replace with an accurate one. Autopoiesis, attractors, and dissipative structures are key concepts in complexity science. Primary sources include
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis, the organization of the living. Stuart Taberstrong, Kaufman, S. 2008. Reinventing the sacred, a biology of transcendence and the future of humanity. The concept of Lila as divine play is central to the Bhagavata Purana and other Hindu texts. Citation needed. Specific text or translation if referenced directly. The river metaphor may draw from systems thinking literature such as Capra, F. 1996. The Web of Life, a new scientific understanding of living systems. This chapter is designed to stand alone while also fitting into the larger narrative of the book. It introduces luminous strength as a concept rooted in both complexity science and divine play, Lila, offering practical ways to engage with it through structure, parable, and exercises. The voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural but humbled by the depth of the subject matter. It avoids preaching while inviting the reader into a deeper understanding of their own luminous potential. Complexity science and emergent systems. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos dances light. Emergent forms take flight. Play writes the code.
Good.
Living systems are cognitive in the sense that they constantly bring forth a world through their interactions with the environment. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, citation needed, claim. Parable. The river that danced. A group of villagers tried to tame a river. They built dams, straightened its course, and planted stones to guide its flow. Four generations, they labored, believing that if they controlled the river, it would serve them well, providing water for crops and safety from floods. But the river had other plans. No matter how much they enforced order, it would slip away during heavy rains or shift subtly over time, carving new paths through the land. The villagers grew frustrated, their efforts feeling futile against the river's stubbornness. One day, a traveler arrived and watched the river for hours. She noticed something they had missed. The river did not resist its own nature. It danced around rocks, swirled in eddies, and divided into multiple streams only to recombine downstream. It was not defiant. It was playing with the landscape, adapting to every obstacle, without a leader or a plan. The villagers shared their frustration. "How can we make it behave?" they asked. She smiled. "You don't need to control it. The river's strength comes from its ability to respond, to adjust, and to find new paths. It doesn't ask permission. It just is." Over time, the villagers learned to work with the river rather than against it. They planted reeds along its banks to guide its flow gently, built flexible dams that allowed for overflow, and observed its natural rhythms. The river rewarded their curiosity with abundance, its course becoming a partner in their prosperity rather than a force to be subdued. The lesson was not about control, but about play. The way the river engaged with the world, adapting without resistance, creating beauty in its fluidity.
Structure et technique.
Complexity science offers us universal practices that scale over time, rooted in the principles of self-organization, autopoiesis, and emergent patterns. These techniques are not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with the inherent dynamics of systems, whether they are natural, social, or within ourselves. 1. Pattern play. Observe a natural pattern, cloud formations, the veins of a leaf, or the movement of a crowd, and imitate its structure through drawing, dance, or sound. This practice trains your perception to see emergence in action and encourages you to engage with complexity playfully rather than analytically. 2. Emergent mapping. Create a visual map of your life's significant events, emotions, or challenges without pre-planning the connections. Let lines and shapes form organically as you reflect. Over time, patterns will emerge that reveal hidden structures in your experiences, much like the way river networks form from water's interactions with terrain. 3. Dissipative breathing. Inspired by dissipative structures in physics, this technique involves slow, deep breathing to dissipate tension and reorganize energy. Pair it with playful movement, e.g., shaking out limbs, doodling, to let new forms emerge spontaneously from the dissipation of rigidity. These practices are gateways to experiencing Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, emergent system. Term, emergent system. Meaning, a system where complex, often unpredictable patterns arise from the interactions of simpler components without central control. Emergence occurs when elements in a system, e.g., water molecules forming rivers, neurons firing in the brain, organize themselves into higher-order structures that exhibit behaviors not present in the individual parts. Examples include flocks of birds, human societies, and even the way thoughts or emotions coalesce in consciousness. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen complexity emerge from simplicity, as if by magic? Reflect on a moment when order arose without planning, perhaps in creativity, relationships, or problem solving. 2. Middle searing. What fears arise when you consider that your strengths may not come from control but from letting go and playing with the system? How does this challenge your belief in mastery? 3. End. How can you align your actions today with the fluid, adaptive nature of emergent systems? Where might resistance or rigidity be holding you back from true strength? The body, Lila as the mechanism of emergence. Lila, the divine play, is not mere whimsy or randomness. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike passive magnetism, where you draw what you focus on, Lila is active. It's the way systems self-organize when they are allowed to play with their environment. Okay. I am writing chapter 2 titled Complexity Science and Emergent Systems for the book Activating Luminous Strength, Evolutionary Play as Developmental Fuel. The chapter needs to be a complete holon, meaning it should stand alone while also fitting into the larger structure of the book. It must teach about activating luminous strength through evolutionary play, which is described as developmental fuel. The chapter has a specific structure with 9 movements, so I need to make sure I address each one in order. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, 1 at the start, 1 searing in the middle, and 1 to end. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are concise and memorable. 8. 3 exercises that build strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for future citations. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku that uplifts the spirit and reflects the theme of complexity science and emergent systems. Maybe something about play, evolution, or the interplay of chaos and order. Haiku idea. Chaos dances light. Emergent forms take flight. Play writes the code. For the quote, I should look for something profound related to complexity science or emergent systems. A good candidate might be from a scientist or philosopher in the field, like Stuart Kaufman or Francisco Varela. Quote idea. The universe is a self-winding spring. It runs by itself upon certain laws, with no need of a motor. Baruch Spinoza, though this is more about determinism, perhaps something more specific to complexity would be better. Wait, maybe something from Stuart Kaufman or Maturana and Varela. I recall that Maturana and Varela talked about autopoiesis, which fits the theme of self-organizing systems. Quote idea, living systems are cognitive in the sense that they constantly bring forth a world through their interactions with the environment. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, from the Tree of Knowledge. That feels right, but I need to double-check if this quote is accurate or if it's paraphrased. Since citations are required, I should mark citation needed, claim if I'm unsure. Finalized quote. Living systems are cognitive in the sense that they constantly bring forth a world through their interactions with the environment. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, citation needed, claim. Step 2. Parable. The parable should carry the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate complexity science or emergent systems in a way that feels organic and relatable. Idea. A story about a river that changes its course over time, not because of a leader, but because of the interplay of water, rocks, and the landscape. The river's path emerges from its interactions with the environment. Title for the parable. The River That Danced. Story outline. A group of people tries to control a river to make it straight for irrigation, but it keeps changing course unpredictably. They realize that the river's path emerges naturally based on its interactions with the landscape, rocks, water flow, weather. The river's true strength comes from its ability to adapt and play with its environment, not from their attempts to control it. Step 3. Structure and technique. This section should describe simple, universal practices that scale over time. It should be practical and actionable. Idea: practices rooted in complexity science, like observing patterns, e.g., fractals, engaging in play as a way to explore systems, or using techniques inspired by autopoiesis or dissipative structures. Possible practices. 1. Pattern play, observing natural patterns like clouds, rivers, or leaves, and imitating their movement or form through drawing, dance, or writing. 2. Emergent mapping, creating a visual map of one's life where connections between events, emotions, or choices are drawn without planning the outcome, letting the map emerge naturally. 3. Dissipative breathing, a breathing technique inspired by dissipative structures in physics, where breath is used to dissipate tension and reorganize energy. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term related to the chapter. Since the theme is complexity science and emergent systems, terms like emergent system, autopoiesis, or dissipative structure would work. Term, emergent system. Meaning, a system where complex, often unpredictable patterns arise from the interactions of simpler components without central control. Examples include flocks of birds, river networks, or human societies. Step 5. Three appreciative questions. These should guide reflection. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen complexity emerge from simplicity, as if by magic? 2. Middle. Searing. What fears arise when you consider that your strengths may not come from control, but from letting go and playing with the system? 3. End. How can you align your actions today with the fluid, adaptive nature of emergent systems? Step 6. The body. This is the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. It should connect complexity science to evolutionary play as developmental fuel. Theme: Lila is not just random play, but a deep, intelligent dance where systems, including humans, self-organize through playfulness. This is the third factor in emergent systems, the one that people often call the law of attraction, but is actually about alignment with the natural tendencies of complex adaptive systems.
Key points:
healing and evolution are properties of reality, not acts of the self. Traditions are mirrors reflecting our innate nature. Clearing apertures or opening to possibility allows Lila, the divine play, to express itself. Aligning with complexity science, self-organization, autopoiesis, attractors, shows how play is the mechanism behind emergence. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter in very short, memorable statements. 1. Play is the language of emergent systems. 2. Strength emerges when you stop forcing and start flowing. 3. The river does not ask permission to change course. It simply does. 4. Lila is the dance between chaos and order, where form and formlessness meet. 5. You are not controlling your life. You are part of its emergent play. 6. Clearing apertures lets the universe right through you. 7. Evolutionary play is the fuel that turns potential into reality. Step 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. Pattern play. Observe a natural pattern, e.g., clouds, waves, leaves, for 5 minutes, and then create your own version of it through drawing, movement, or sound. 2. Deepening. Emergent mapping. Draw a map of your life's significant events or emotions, letting connections form organically without planning the outcome. Reflect on how the map reveals unexpected patterns or insights. 3. Advanced. Dissipative breathing plus play. Combine a breathing technique, e.g., box breathing, with playful movement, e.g., dancing, doodling, or writing stream of consciousness. The goal is to dissipate tension and let new forms emerge spontaneously. Step 9. Citations. I need to include real citations where possible. For now, I'll mark placeholders for quotes that might need verification. Maturana and Varela's quote about living systems being cognitive, citation needed, claim. Possibly others for complexity science terms or theories, e.g., Stuart Kaufman on self-organization, Ilya Prigogine on dissipative structures. Now, let's write this out in order. Complexity science and emergent systems. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos dances light. Emergent forms take flight. Play writes the code.
Good.
Living systems are cognitive in the sense that they constantly bring forth a world through their interactions with the environment. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, citation needed, claim. Parable: The River That Danced. A group of villagers tried to tame a river. They built dams, straightened its course, and planted stones to guide its flow. 4 generations, they labored, believing that if they controlled the river, it would serve them well, providing water for crops and safety from floods. But the river had other plans. No matter how much they enforced order, it would slip away during heavy rains or shift subtly over time, carving new paths through the land. The villagers grew frustrated, their efforts feeling futile against the river's stubbornness. One day, a traveler arrived and watched the river for hours. She noticed something they had missed. The river did not resist its own nature. It danced around rocks, swirled in eddies, and divided into multiple streams only to recombine downstream. It was not defiant. It was playing with the landscape, adapting to every obstacle, without a leader or a plan. The villagers shared their frustration. "How can we make it behave?" they asked. She smiled. "You don't need to control it. The river's strength comes from its ability to respond, to adjust, and to find new paths. It doesn't ask permission. It just is." Over time, the villagers learned to work with the river rather than against it. They planted reeds along its banks to guide its flow gently, built flexible dams that allowed for overflow, and observed its natural rhythms. The river rewarded their curiosity with abundance, its course becoming a partner in their prosperity rather than a force to be subdued. The lesson was not about control, but about play, the way the river engaged with the world, adapting without resistance, creating beauty in its fluidity.
Structure et technique.
Complexity science offers us universal practices that scale over time, rooted in the principles of self-organization, autopoiesis, and emergent patterns. These techniques are not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with the inherent dynamics of systems, whether they are natural, social, or within ourselves. 1. Pattern play. Observe a natural pattern, cloud formations, the veins of a leaf, or the movement of a crowd, and imitate its structure through drawing, dance, or sound. This practice trains your perception to see emergence in action and encourages you to engage with complexity playfully rather than analytically. 2. Emergent mapping. Create a visual map of your life's significant events, emotions, or challenges without pre-planning the connections. Let lines and shapes form organically as you reflect. Over time, patterns will emerge that reveal hidden structures in your experiences, much like the way river networks form from water's interactions with terrain. 3. Dissipative breathing. Inspired by dissipative structures in physics, this technique involves slow, deep breathing to dissipate tension and reorganize energy. Pair it with playful movement, e.g., shaking out limbs, doodling, to let new forms emerge spontaneously from the dissipation of rigidity. These practices are gateways to experiencing Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, emergent system. Term, emergent system. Meaning, a system where complex, often unpredictable patterns arise from the interactions of simpler components without central control. Emergence occurs when elements in a system, e.g., water molecules forming rivers, neurons firing in the brain, organize themselves into higher-order structures that exhibit behaviors not present in the individual parts. Examples include flocks of birds, human societies, and even the way thoughts or emotions coalesce in consciousness. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen complexity emerge from simplicity, as if by magic? Reflect on a moment when order arose without planning, perhaps in creativity, relationships, or problem solving. 2. Middle searing. What fears arise when you consider that your strengths may not come from control, but from letting go and playing with the system? How does this challenge your belief in mastery? 3. End. How can you align your actions today with the fluid, adaptive nature of emergent systems? Where might resistance or rigidity be holding you back from true strength? The body, Lila as the mechanism of emergence. Lila, the divine play, is not mere whimsy or randomness. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike passive magnetism, where you draw what you focus on, Lila is active. It's the way systems self-organize when they are allowed to play with their environment. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, openings where complexity can flow without obstruction. Every tradition, from science to spirituality, mirrors this truth because it reflects what we already are, beings capable of aligning with emergence when we stop forcing and start engaging. The work is clearing these apertures. From the place before form, the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be told as play.
Here, you don't need to control. You only need to align.
This alignment is not about willpower, but about resonance, tuning your actions to the natural rhythms of self-organization. Complexity science gives us the map for this alignment. Self-organization shows how order arises from interaction. Dissipative structures teach that systems evolve at the edge of chaos, where energy dissipates and reorganizes in creative ways. Autopoiesis reveals that living systems, including humans, create their own boundaries and identities through play. Attractors point to the stable patterns that emerge when a system finds its natural balance. Lila is the dance between these principles. It's the way a river finds its path, or how a flock of starlings moves in perfect harmony without a leader. When you clear apertures, let go of rigid structures, and open to possibility, you become part of this dance. Your strengths are not built through control, but through play, the playful exploration of what is possible. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergent systems. 2. Strength emerges when you stop forcing and start flowing. 3. The river does not ask permission to change course. It simply does. 4. Lila is the dance between chaos and order, where form and formlessness meet. 5. You are not controlling your life. You are part of its emergent play. 6. Clearing apertures lets the universe write through you. 7. Evolutionary play is the fuel that turns potential into reality. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Pattern play. Duration. 5 to 10 minutes. How to do it? Choose a natural pattern, e.g., clouds, waves, tree branches, or observe people in a crowd. For 2 to 3 minutes, simply watch and absorb the pattern's movement or structure. Then, recreate it in another medium. Draw it, dance it, or hum its rhythm. Let your version emerge spontaneously without overthinking. Why it works? This exercise trains you to see emergence in action and to engage with complexity playfully rather than analytically. It builds your capacity to perceive and participate in Lila. 2. Deepening. Emergent mapping. Duration. 15 to 30 minutes. How to do it? Take a blank sheet of paper or a digital canvas. Write down 3 to 5 significant events, emotions, or challenges from your life, without planning the connections. Let your hand move freely as you draw lines between these elements, following intuition rather than logic. Add shapes, colors, or symbols that arise spontaneously. Reflect on the patterns that emerge. Do they reveal hidden structures or insights? Why it works? This practice mirrors how emergent systems organize themselves. By letting connections form without control, you access deeper layers of your experience and uncover the attractor patterns in your life. 3. Advanced. Dissipative breathing plus play. Duration. 10 to 20 minutes. How to do it? Sit comfortably and practice box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4. Exhale for 4. Hold for 4. Repeat for 5 cycles. After the breathing, engage in playful movement. Shake out your limbs like a dog, doodle abstract shapes without intention, or write stream of consciousness words. Notice how tension dissipates and new forms emerge from the playfulness. Why it works? This exercise mimics the way dissipative structures reorganize at the edge of chaos. It trains you to let go of rigidity and allows Lila, divine play, to express itself through your body or creativity. Citations. 1. Maturana, H. and Varela, F. Year. The Tree of Knowledge, the Biological Roots of Human Understanding. Original quote location needed. Verify accuracy. Note. Citation needed. Claim for the exact source or paraphrase. 2. Kaufman, S. 1995. At Home in the Universe, the Search for Laws of Self-Organization and Complexity. Oxford University Press. For discussions on self-organization and complexity.
Tre Prigogine, E. Osteingesch, E. 1984.
Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature. Bantam Books. For the concept of dissipative structures. 4. Santa Anna, A. 1992. Living Systems and Developmental Theory, the Caste Model. If available, otherwise, citation needed. Claim for specifics on architectural rigor in systems theory. Additional citations may be needed for claims about autopoiesis or attractors in complexity science. Verify sources post-draft. This chapter is designed to stand alone as a complete exploration of complexity science and emergent systems while also fitting into the larger narrative of activating luminous strength. It balances rigor with warmth, offering both structure through the parable, definitions, and exercises, and depth through the teaching on Lila. The voice is architectural yet humane, pairing strong claims with humility. The exercises build in strength over time, and the citations are marked for future verification. Let me know if you'd like any refinements or adjustments. Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Play, the hidden thread, weaves through time and stardust. Evolution's joy.
Good.
Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. Parable, the river's lesson. There once was a child who loved to build sandcastles on the beach. Each castle was unique, shaped by the child's mood, the wind, and the tides. The child did not build for permanence. They built to play, to see how the waves would reshape their creations. One day, an adult watched in amazement as the child laughed with the sea, shaping it even as the sea reshaped them. "You are teaching me about evolution," the adult said. "No," the child replied. "I am only playing." Structure and technique. Clearing apertures for Lila. 1. Momentary play. Daily. Engage in 2 minutes of playful activity, e.g., doodling with your non-dominant hand, humming nonsense words. Scale, over time, add layers, incorporate more senses, share the play with others. 2. Playful observation. Notice systems around you that exhibit self-organization, e.g., ant colonies, social media trends. Describe how they play to evolve in your journal. 3. Reflective resonance. Weekly, journal about a time you experience flow. Ask, where was Lila present here? Luminous definition. Lila, the playful, self-organizing intelligence that underlies all evolutionary processes. It is the space where chaos and order meet in creation, visible in the spontaneous emergence of patterns in nature and human systems alike. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small, joyful act today could ripple like a stone dropped in a pond? 2. Middle. Searing, where in your life are you still trying to force order instead of dancing with chaos? 3. End. How might your next challenge become an invitation to play rather than a burden?
The body.
Lila, divine play, is not just fun. It is the mechanism of evolution itself. Think of a river carving its path, not by force, but by playful movement around obstacles, adapting to the terrain without a plan. This is how intelligence evolves, through play. Healing isn't something you do. It's what happens when you clear the apertures, the mental and emotional blocks that constrict your natural flow. Every tradition, every dogma you've encountered, is a reflection of this truth. You are already aligned with Lila. The work is to recognize it without distortion. From the vantage point before form, chaos and order are indistinguishable. They're both expressions of play. Your practice isn't about manifesting desires or becoming enlightened. It's about clearing space for play to shape your development naturally. This is rigorous work, not glib. It requires humility to see how often you try to force order instead of dancing with chaos. But when you do, you'll find that evolution fuels itself, not through struggle, but through joy. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization systems from cells to societies that adapt without central control. Dissipative structures, patterns that emerge far from equilibrium, sustained by energy flow, citation needed. Dissipative structures. Autopoiesis, the capacity of living systems to reproduce and maintain themselves, citation needed. Autopoiesis. Lila is the language of these processes, the spontaneous, joyful movement that shapes all life. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the joke the universe tells itself. 2. Healing is not an act, it's a cleared aperture. 3. Evolutionary intelligence speaks in play, not force. 4. From before form, chaos and order are the same size. Playful. 5. Your blocks are not walls. They're invitation signs for Lila. 6. Divine play is the fuel. Development runs on joy, not effort. 7. Clear apertures. Watch complexity dance. 3 exercises. 1. Momentary play, accessible. Daily. Spend 2 minutes doing something purely for the joy of it. Doodle without purpose, hum a nonsense tune, or move your body randomly. Reflect. Notice how your mood shifts afterward. Journal briefly on any sensations or thoughts that arise. 2. Aperture clearing, deepening. Weekly. Identify one mental or emotional block that restricts your playfulness, e.g., fear of failure, need for control. Write it down and then describe how you might clear this aperture, perhaps by reframing the block as an invitation. Group variation. Share this with a partner and observe each other's apertures together. 3. Lila mapping advanced. Monthly, map out a system you're part of, e.g., a team, community, or your own habits, to identify where play is constricted or flowing. Then, design a small intervention that introduces more play, e.g., gamifying tasks, allowing for improvisation. Integrate. Reflect on how this intervention changed the dynamics over time. Did Lila shape the system in unexpected ways? Citations. 1. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. Attributed to Einstein. Exact source may. Okay, I am writing chapter 3 titled Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence for the book Activating Luminous Strength, Evolutionary Play as Developmental Fuel. This is a complex task that requires me to integrate multiple elements into a cohesive chapter while adhering to a specific structure. First, I need to understand the overarching theme of the book. It's about activating strengths as developmental fuel through evolutionary play. The chapter title suggests a focus on divine play, Lila, and its relationship with evolutionary intelligence. Lila is described as the fun within evolutionary intelligence, a third factor in emergent systems, and the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. The structure for this chapter includes 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atoms that can travel independently. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for claims needing verification. Let's break this down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need to craft an original life-uplifting haiku that captures the essence of divine play and evolutionary intelligence. Quote, find or attribute a profound quote that resonates with the theme. It should come from someone authoritative, but not necessarily fabricated. Haiku draft. Evolutionary dance. Lila whispers in DNA. Play shapes the cosmos. But perhaps more poetic and uplifting. Play, the hidden thread, weaves through time and stardust. Evolution's joy. I think the second one is better. It suggests play as a fundamental force in evolution. Quote draft. Looking for something that speaks to divine play or evolutionary intelligence. Maybe from a philosopher, scientist, or a spiritual leader. I recall something about play from Friedrich Schiller. The play drive is the highest need of the human soul. But I'm not sure if this is profound enough. Alternatively, perhaps a quote from Jane Goodall or someone in complexity science. Perhaps. Play is the exponent of evolution, the way intelligence rehearses for survival. Need to attribute or find source. But since we can't fabricate citations, maybe better to use a known quote that fits. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts, this feels close but not exact. Alternatively, from Heraclitus, the path up and the path down are one and the same. Not sure if this fits. Perhaps better to find something about play. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. But that's more about learning. Another option. In play, the child learns to adapt to the world, but in divine play, the world adapts to the learner. Needs source or rephrase? Maybe better to stick with something known and adjust if necessary. Play is the work of the human being. Through play, we develop our facilities for future work and future pleasure. Herbert Marcuse. But that might be too long. Maybe a shorter one like, the highest form of intelligence is the ability to change oneself. But not sure about divine play. Perhaps better to use something from the book's own voice, attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna, though this name seems fabricated, so I need to be careful. Wait, the instructions say, do not fabricate citations. So if I can't find a real source, I should mark it as needing one or rephrase. For now, perhaps. Divine play is the alchemy where chaos and order dance in perfect harmony. Citation needed. Divine play as alchemy. But that's not attributed. Maybe better to use a known quote about play or evolution. Let me think of something from complexity science. Self-organization is the essence of life, a dance of energy that writes its own rules. Need source. Perhaps it's better to proceed without a perfect quote and mark where citation is needed. So for now, I'll use haiku. Play, the hidden thread, weaves through time and stardust. Evolution's joy. Play is the exponent of evolution, the way intelligence rehearses for survival. Citation needed. Play as exponent of evolution. But since I can't fabricate citations, maybe better to use a real one like, play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. That seems appropriate and doesn't require fabrication. 2. Parable. I need a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate divine play and evolutionary intelligence without being preachy. Story draft. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. The river did not see itself as separate from the valley. It was part of the dance. It carved paths and reshaped the landscape not by force, but by playful movement. Sometimes swift, sometimes slow, always adapting to the terrain and the elements around it. The river knew no resistance, only flow. One day, a wise traveler asked the river, "How do you carve such deep paths with so little effort?" The river replied, "I do not carve. I play. And in my play, I shape the world and myself anew with every moment." But perhaps more abstract or less literal. In a distant galaxy, there lived a species of beings who communicated through dance. Their movements were not rigid or prescribed, but emerged from their collective play, adapting to each other in real time like a living algorithm. They called this dance Lila, and it was the source of their evolution, their art, and their wisdom. One day, an outsider arrived, expecting to find order or purpose, but found only play, endless, joyful, and deeply intelligent. Maybe better to ground it in something more relatable. There once was a child who loved to build sandcastles on the beach. Each castle was unique, shaped by the child's mood, the wind, and the tides. The child did not build for permanence. They built to play, to see how the waves would reshape their creations. One day, an adult watched in amazement as the child laughed with the sea, shaping it even as the sea reshaped them. "You are teaching me about evolution," the adult said. "No," the child replied. "I am only playing." That seems good. It carries the idea of play as a force without asserting it directly.
Trois structures et techniques.
This should be simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like momentary play. Engage in a playful activity for 1 to 2 minutes daily, e.g., doodling, dancing, improvising. Appreciative observation. Notice how systems around you, nature, social groups, exhibit play-like self-organization. Lila reflection. Journal about a time when you experience flow or being in the zone, describing it as play, but need to make sure these are universal and scalable. Perhaps. Structure and technique. The three pillars of playful evolution. 1. Microplay. Daily moments of unstructured, joyful activity, e.g., humming while walking, sketching without intent. 2. Pattern recognition. Observing self-organizing systems in nature or society to see play at work. 3. Resonant reflection. Weekly journaling on experiences of flow. Asking, where did I lose myself and find something greater? But maybe simpler is better. Alternative. Simple practices that scale with complexity. 1. Play sparks. Daily. Spend 2 minutes doing something purely for the joy of it, e.g., juggling, singing nonsense words. Weekly. Notice how a system you're part of, team, ecosystem, exhibits playful problem solving. 2. Aperture clearing. A daily practice of removing mental blocks, e.g., writing down one thing that restricts your playfulness. 3. Lila anchoring. Before sleep, recall a moment when you felt completely absorbed in an activity. What was that like? But perhaps the original idea is better. Let me refine. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures for Lila. 1. Momentary play. Engage in 2 minutes of playful activity daily, e.g., drawing with your non-dominant hand, improvising movement. Scale. Add layers over time, e.g., incorporate more senses, share the play with others. 2. Playful observation. Notice systems around you that exhibit self-organization, e.g., ant colonies, social media trends, and describe how they play to evolve. 3. Reflective resonance. Weekly journal. Describe a time you were in flow, noting the sensations, thoughts, and environment. Ask, where was Lila present here? This seems more aligned with the theme of clearing apertures and seeing play in systems. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term, likely Lila or divine play. Definition draft. Luminous definition. Lila, the spontaneous, joyful expression of evolutionary intelligence, the dynamic interplay between chaos and order that fuels self-organization in all systems. It is neither random nor controlled, but arises from the space between, where play becomes creation. But perhaps more precise. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. The inherent, joyful movement of evolutionary intelligence that manifests as spontaneous creativity in all systems. It is the mechanism by which self-organization emerges, distinct from goal-directed behavior or random chance. Lila is visible in the dance of cells, the improvisation of social groups, and the flow states of individuals. It is the fuel for developmental activation. But maybe shorter. Luminous definition. Lila, the playful, self-organizing intelligence that underlies all evolutionary processes. It is the space where chaos and order meet in creation, visible in the spontaneous emergence of patterns in nature and human systems alike. I think the third one is concise but captures the essence well. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What small, joyful act today could ripple like a stone dropped in a pond? Middle. Searing where in your life are you still trying to force order instead of dancing with chaos? End. How might your next challenge become an invitation to play rather than a burden? 6. The body. This is the core teaching centered on Lila. It should integrate the ideas from the title and the book's theme.
Draft.
Asterisk Lila, divine play, is not escapism or triviality. It is the hidden engine of evolutionary intelligence. It operates at the edge of chaos, where systems, from neurons to societies, self-organize without a central plan. This is the third factor in emergent systems, not just attractors or repellers, but the playful, adaptive movement that shapes them both. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where Lila can flow unimpeded. Every tradition, every map you've ever followed, is a mirror of what you already are, a being wired for play, evolution's joy. The work is not to manifest or attract, though these may be side effects, but to clear the apertures, those mental, emotional, and social blocks that constrict your natural capacity for Lila. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one. It can only be told as play. This is not about becoming a different you, but recognizing the you who plays, who evolves through joy. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, the language of Lila, asterisk. But this seems dense. Maybe break it into more digestible parts while keeping the essence. Revised body. Asterisk Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike deterministic forces or random chance, Lila is the adaptive, joyful movement that shapes both individuals and systems over time. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance dissolves and play can emerge. Every tradition, every dogma you've encountered, is a reflection of this truth. You are already aligned with Lila. The work is to recognize it without distortion. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are indistinguishable. They are both expressions of play. Your task is to clear the apertures, the mental blocks, emotional rigidities, and social conditioning that obscure your natural capacity for Lila. This is not about becoming someone new, but about seeing yourself as you already are, a playful, evolving being. To align with this, turn to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, which describes the very language of Lila, asterisk. But perhaps more conversational and warm, avoiding glibness about pain. Final body draft. Asterisk Lila is not just fun. It is the mechanism of evolution itself. Think of a river carving its path, not by force, but by playful movement around obstacles, adapting to the terrain without a plan. This is how intelligence evolves, through play. Healing isn't something you do. It's what happens when you clear the apertures, the mental and emotional blocks that constrict your natural flow. Every tradition, every map you followed, is a mirror of this truth. The work isn't to become enlightened or fixed. It's to recognize the playful, evolving being you already are. From the vantage point before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one. They're both expressions of Lila. Your practice is not about manifesting desires, but about clearing space for play to shape your development naturally. This is rigorous work, not glib. It requires humility to see how often you try to force order instead of dancing with chaos. But when you do, you'll find that evolution fuels itself, not through struggle, but through joy, asterisk. 7 7-7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atoms that can stand alone, but also contribute to the whole. 1. Lila is the joke the universe tells itself. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a cleared aperture. 3. Evolutionary intelligence speaks in play, not force. 4. From before form, chaos and order are the same size. Playful. 5. Your blocks are not walls. They're invitation signs for Lila. 6. Divine play is the fuel. Development runs on joy, not effort. 7. Clear apertures. Watch complexity dance. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. Accessible dash, deepening dash, advanced. Exercise 1. Momentary play, accessible. Daily, spend 2 minutes doing something purely for the joy of it. Doodle without purpose, hum a nonsense tune, or move your body randomly. Reflect. Notice how your mood shifts afterward. Journal briefly on any sensations or thoughts that arise. Exercise 2. aperture clearing, deepening. Weakly, identify one mental or emotional block that restricts your playfulness, e.g., fear of failure, need for control. Write it down and then describe how you might clear this aperture, perhaps by reframing the block as an invitation. Group variation. Share this with a partner and observe each other's apertures together. Exercise 3. Lila Mapping Advanced. Monthly, map out a system you're part of, e.g., a team, community, or your own habits, to identify where play is constricted or flowing. Then, design a small intervention that introduces more play, e.g., gamifying tasks, allowing for improvisation. Integration. Reflect on how this intervention changed the dynamics over time. Did Lila shape the system in unexpected ways? 9. Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed or add real ones where possible. Looking back, the haiku is original. The quote from Einstein is real. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. This seems accurate, though his exact words may vary. For other claims like Lila as the third factor in emergent systems, I need to mark citation needed. Mention of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis should be cited. These terms come from complexity science, e.g., Prigogine's dissipative structures, Varela's autopoiesis. The idea of cleared apertures may need a source or is a part of the author's framework. Given the context, it might be original to this book, so no citation needed unless attributed. Citations needed. 1. Lila as the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Lila as third factor. 2. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. If this is original to the book, no citation needed. 3. References to self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis should be cited. For example, dissipative structures. Ilya Prigogine, Nobel Prize in Chemistry, 1977. Autopoiesis. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. 4. Any claims about evolutionary intelligence or Lila's mechanism should be marked if not from established sources. Real citations to add. Self-organization is a characteristic of all complex systems, from the immune system to social movements. Citation needed. Self-organization definition. Dissipative structures are dynamic patterns that emerge far from equilibrium, maintaining themselves through energy flow. Ilya Prigogine, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. Autopoiesis refers to the capacity of living systems to reproduce and maintain themselves. Maturana and Varela, 1972. But since I can't fabricate citations, I'll note where sources are needed. Now, let's assemble the full chapter following the structure. Clearing apertures. Mechanisms of activation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water flows through stone, not by force, but by yielding. Aperture, then light.
Quote.
Architecture is not about building walls. It is about creating spaces where light can dance. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify attribution or source. Parable, the garden of sightless hands. In a garden where the paths were woven between hedges that grew in spirals, there lived a woman who had never seen. The others said it was her choice, to walk blindfolded through the garden, to trust only her hands and the whisper of wind through leaves. They called it foolishness, but she knew the truth. The garden was not for seeing. It was for feeling. One day, a traveler arrived, his eyes sharp as knives, demanding to be shown the secrets of the place. The woman laughed and tied his hands behind his back.
"Walk," she said.
At first, he stumbled, cursing the darkness. But soon, his feet learned the rhythm of the path. His fingers traced the edges of leaves, memorized the texture of bark. He began to hear the garden, the creak of branches, the hum of insects, like music. When he reached the heart of the garden, a fountain stood where water poured in spirals, catching the light just enough to dazzle those who looked directly at it. The woman removed his blindfold. "Do you see now?" she asked. He blinked, overwhelmed by colors, shapes, depths. But then he reached out, and his hands found the water's flow, the cool stone beneath his fingers. It was not about sight. It was about yielding to the path, to the touch, to the light that already filled the apertures between his fingers. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. The aperture scan, accessible. Begin each day by scanning your body for places where energy feels blocked or constricted, like a muscle tension or emotional weight. Place your hands gently on these spots and imagine them as small openings, like cracks in stone through which light could seep. Breathe into these apertures, softening resistance. No need to fix anything, just notice the space between tension and ease. 2. The dance of dissipative steps, deepening. Stand barefoot on grass or earth, feet shoulder-width apart. Shift your weight slightly forward, as if about to fall, then catch yourself by rooting through your toes and heels. This mimics the dynamics of dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos. Repeat 10 times, then pause. Notice how your body feels differently. Now, add a small, playful movement, a twirl, a jump, to disrupt the pattern before returning to stillness. 3. The playful autopoiesis drill, advanced. Find a quiet space and set a timer for 15 minutes. Move through a simple activity, e.g., drawing with your non-dominant hand, writing poetry, while maintaining awareness of how your nervous system responds to mistakes or discomfort. When you notice resistance, e.g., self-judgment, pause and ask, what aperture is being cleared here? Then return to the task, this time with more curiosity than control. Luminous definition. Aperture. A dynamic space between tension and ease, between form and formlessness, where reality's healing properties move unimpeded. It is not a hole to be filled, but a threshold to be felt, a place where the cosmic and the ridiculous dance is one. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you experienced an aperture, a moment when something previously blocked suddenly opened, not by force but by yielding? 2. Searing. What pain or resistance are you clinging to that, if released, would allow light or laughter to flow through you like water through stone? 3. How might you today align your actions with the natural apertures of reality, those places where complexity and simplicity kiss? The body, clearing apertures as Lila. Lila is not a performance. It is the space between notes in a symphony, the breath before the wave. It is the divine play that happens when we stop trying to be something and start allowing everything. Healing, in this light, is not an act of will but a property of reality, like gravity or magnetism, moving through apertures we have cleared. These are not just physical openings, though they can be, but also mental, emotional, and spiritual ones. The gaps between thoughts where insight emerges, the pauses between emotions where resilience grows. Every tradition speaks to this truth in its own language. The Buddhist dukkha is the resistance that blocks apertures. Nirvana is the flow through them. The Stoic amorphous is the unstructured space before form, where play and rigor meet. In complexity science, it is the edge of chaos, where dissipative structures self-organize. The work is not to do but to clear, to create apertures so wide that what flows through them is no longer just light but luminous strength, a term for the evolutionary fuel that arises when we play with the full spectrum of reality, its beauty and brutality, its grace and grit. This is not about optimization. It is about alignment with real complexity, where self-organization and autopoiesis, the ability to create ourselves anew, are the laws governing growth. Apertures are the places where these laws operate most freely, like water finding its level or a seed cracking open to let light in. 7 7-second sentences. 1. An aperture is not a hole. It's the space between your fingers when you cup them to catch rain. 2. Divine play is the movement of reality through the gaps we dare to leave open. 3. Healing is gravity. It doesn't push. It pulls through what you've already cleared. 4. Self-organization is the dance where you stop leading and let the music lead you. 5. the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the aperture of play. 6. Pain is not the enemy. Resistance to pain is the aperture waiting to be cleared. 7. Luminous strength is what remains when you stop trying to shine alone. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture breath, accessible. Purpose. Introduce the concept of clearing apertures through breath.
How?
Sit comfortably, feet flat on the floor, hands resting on your knees. Inhale deeply, then exhale with a slight sigh, as if releasing tension from your jaw and shoulders. On the next inhale, imagine breathing into an aperture in your chest, a small, soft opening where energy can flow freely. Repeat for 5 minutes. Notice any resistance. Don't force it. Just observe. Reflection. Where did you feel the aperture most? Was there a place that resisted more than others? 2. The playful pause, deepening. Purpose. Integrate movement and play to deepen aperture awareness.
How?
Stand in an open space, feet hip-width apart. Set a timer for 3 minutes. Move freely, walk, stretch, dance, but every 10 seconds, pause for 7 seconds. During the pause, ask, what aperture is being cleared here? E.g., a tight shoulder, a held breath, a thought pattern. On the next movement, let that aperture guide your action slightly. E.g., lift an arm with more softness if it's related to a mental block. After 3 minutes, sit and reflect. Reflection. How did the apertures you noticed during pauses influence your movement? Did any new ones emerge? 3. The luminous strength drill, advanced. Purpose. Apply aperture clearing to a real-life challenge with full awareness.
How?
Choose a situation where you feel stuck or resistant, e.g., a creative project, a conflict, a habit you want to change. Write down 3 apertures related to this situation. 1. A physical one, e.g., clenched jaw, tense shoulders. 2. An emotional one, e.g., fear, doubt. 3. A mental one, e.g., a limiting belief like, I'm not good enough. For the next week, practice clearing each aperture daily. Physical. Use breath or gentle movement to soften the tension. Emotional. Journal about how this emotion shows up in your body. Practical techniques for luminous strength activation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Playful waves dance. Carving sand into new shapes. Reality hums.
Profond Quote.
The universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Adapted from non-dual traditions, citation needed. Verify or rephrase for accuracy. Parable. The gardener's dance. Once, there was a gardener named Eli who tended to his garden with care. He planted seeds, watered them, and pruned the branches. But one day, he noticed that the most vibrant flowers grew not where he had carefully nurtured the soil, but in the patches where he had stepped back, letting weeds grow wild and birds nest. Curious, Eli began to observe more closely. He saw that the weeds were not truly weeds at all, but wildflowers that attracted bees and butterflies, which in turn pollinated his cultivated plants. The birds, too, kept pests away. Eli realized that his garden thrived not just from his labor, but from the interplay between his efforts and the natural chaos around it. One day, a traveler passed through the garden and commented, "Your garden is beautiful, but I see no pattern in its growth." Eli smiled and said, "The pattern is in the dance, the way my hands shape the soil and the wind shapes the leaves. Both are necessary." Structure and technique. Scalable practices for luminous strength. Luminous strength activation is not about grand gestures, but about small, scalable practices that grow with you. These techniques are designed to integrate playfulness into your daily life while deepening over time. 1. Daily play. Engage in one small act of play each day, e.g., drawing with your non-dominant hand, improvising movement, or writing a haiku about your day. Focus on the joy of expression rather than perfection. 2. Weekly reflection. Reflect on how your strengths have manifested in playful ways during the week. Ask, Where did I feel most alive this week? What was I doing? 3. Monthly integration. Choose a challenge or project and approach it with playful experimentation, e.g., brainstorming solutions through role play, drawing diagrams, or using humor to break tension. Observe how this shifts your relationship to the task. These practices are like training a muscle. The more you engage with them, the stronger and more natural they become. Luminous definition. Luminous strength. Term, luminous strength. Meaning, the dynamic interplay between one's innate strengths and the playful, evolutionary forces of reality, Lila, which fuels development, resilience, and creative expression. It is the mechanism by which individuals harness their potential through alignment with the natural rhythms of complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small moment of playfulness have you experienced today that brought you joy or insight? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life are you trying too hard, where the real work is to let go and play? 3. End. How might you align your strengths with the rhythm of Lila, divine play, to unlock greater potential? The body, luminous strength as evolutionary play. Luminous strength activation is rooted in Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolutionary intelligence. This is not merely about joy or creativity. It's about how our strengths emerge from playful engagement with complexity, much like water shapes itself around rocks in a riverbed. When we clear apertures, those mental, emotional, or spiritual blockages, we allow Lila to move through us effortlessly. This is not an act of the self, but a property of reality itself, like gravity or magnetism. Traditional practices, meditation, prayer, ritual, are mirrors reflecting this playfulness. They don't create it, but help us recognize and align with it. Think of Lila as the third factor in emergent systems, the playful interaction between structure, your strengths, and chaos, the unknown. This is what people call the law of attraction, but it's far more dynamic. It's the dance of self-organization, where your strengths and the universe's complexity co-create outcomes. For example, self-organization. Like cells in a body that form patterns without central control, your strengths can organize themselves when you engage with play. Dissipative structures, moments of tension, e.g., challenges, dissolve into new forms through playful experimentation. Autopoiesis. You are a self-creating system. Luminous strength is how you renew yourself through play. Healing, then, is not something you do to yourself. It's what happens when apertures are cleared and Lila flows freely. Traditions across cultures, from Zen koans to Greek myths, are mirrors of this truth. They don't define reality, but reflect what we already are. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Strengths emerge when you dance with complexity. 2. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 3. Clearing apertures lets Lila flow like water through stone. 4. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of reality.
5.
Okay, I'm writing chapter 5 of this book titled Activating Luminous Strength, Evolutionary Play as Developmental Fuel. The chapter is called Practical Techniques for Luminous Strength Activation. It's part of a larger work that teaches about activating strengths as developmental fuel. First, I need to structure the chapter following the given movements. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of luminous strength. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start with a soft one, a searing middle one, and end with another thought-provoking question. 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are like atoms traveling through the text. 8. 3 exercises, build in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, Real sources. Mark where a source is needed later. Let me start with the tuning fork. Tuning fork. Haiku. I write one life-uplifting haiku. It should capture the essence of luminous strength or evolutionary play. Example. Morning sun spills. A child's laughter. A river song. Luminous strength flows. But perhaps more aligned with Lila, divine play. Maybe something like, playful waves dance, carving sand into new shapes. Reality hums.
Profond quote.
I need an attributed quote that resonates with the theme. Maybe something from a philosopher, scientist, or spiritual leader. Example, the universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Yeah, various, but this seems too abstract. Perhaps something more action-oriented. Maybe. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Jacob Morina, citation needed. Verify if this quote exists or attribute correctly. If not, I'll need to adjust. Okay, perhaps better to use a real source. Maybe from the book itself or another work. For now, I'll note that and move on. Parable. I need a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate luminous strength activation in action. Example, a parable about a gardener who tends to plants but also lets them grow wild, symbolizing how play and structure coexist in growth. Let me think of one. The gardener's dance. Once, there was a gardener named Eli who tended to his garden with care. He planted seeds, watered them, and pruned the branches. But one day, he noticed that the most vibrant flowers grew not where he had carefully nurtured the soil, but in the patches where he had stepped back, letting weeds grow wild and birds nest. Curious, Eli began to observe more closely. He saw that the weeds were not truly weeds at all, but wildflowers that attracted bees and butterflies, which in turn pollinated his cultivated plants. The birds, too, kept pests away. Eli realized that his garden thrived not just from his labor, but from the interplay between his efforts and the natural chaos around it. One day, a traveler passed through the garden and commented, "Your garden is beautiful, but I see no pattern in its growth." Eli smiled and said, "The pattern is in the dance, the way my hands shape the soil and the wind shapes the leaves. Both are necessary."
Structure et technique.
This section should outline simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like morning resonance. Start the day with a 7-second affirmation of playfulness, e.g., I am a playful force in this world. Evening reflection. Reflect on how you've engaged in Lila that day, moments of spontaneous creativity or joy. Weekly integration. A deeper practice, like mapping out how your strengths can be expressed in a more complex or challenging situation. But perhaps it's better to frame this as a structure that scales. Maybe something like 1. Daily play. Engage in one small act of play each day, e.g., drawing with the non-dominant hand, improvising movement. 2. Weekly reflection. Reflect on how your strengths manifest in play and how they can be harnessed for greater development. 3. Monthly integration. Apply luminous strength to a significant challenge or project, observing how playfulness enhances problem solving. Luminous definition. This is a gold box definition. Let's define luminous strength clearly. Luminous definition. Luminous strength. The dynamic interplay between one's innate strengths and the playful, evolutionary forces of reality, Lila, which fuels development, resilience, and creative expression. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small moment of playfulness have you experienced today that brought you joy or insight? 2. Middle searing. Where in your life are you trying too hard, where the real work is to let go and play? 3. End. How might you align your strengths with the rhythm of Lila, divine play, to unlock greater potential? The body. This is the core teaching, centered on Lila, divine play. It should tie back to the themes in the book's introduction, evolutionary intelligence, self-organization, and healing as a property of reality. Possible structure. Lila as evolutionary intelligence. how play is not just leisure but a mechanism for development. Self-organization and strengths. How strengths emerge from playful engagement with complexity, e.g., autopoiesis attractors. Healing through apertures. How clearing apertures, mental slash emotional blocks, allows Lila to flow through us. Traditions as mirrors. How all traditions reflect the same underlying playfulness.
Example.
Luminous strength activation is rooted in Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolutionary intelligence. This is not merely about joy or creativity. It's about how our strengths emerge from playful engagement with complexity, much like water shapes itself around rocks in a riverbed.